Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Dave and Myself, and today we're going to make the spike. It's a spike. And the spike is designed to disengage the jumping, the contact vaccinosis. It will disengage nanotechnology, nanobiotech. Okay, if you guys write me an email and you tell me you're dealing with Morgellons, I'm going to tell you I don't deal with Morgellons. I do not deal with Morgellons. I deal with nanobiotech infections. That's what we're dealing with. You got things coming out of your body, those are fullerenes. So if you're writing me and you're looking for help, then tell me your needs to deal with nano. Tell me to deal with Morgellons, I'm going to tell you to go deal with the guy that did that research, because that's the one you need to talk to. All right, today we're going to need a bunch of stuff. We need some kind of spool, a bolt. It could be any kind of bolt as long as it's iron or steel. As you can see, okay, it's a regular bolt. You can buy it at any hardware store, put it in a hole, give it a screw. Biology.
The rest takes care of itself.
The rest takes care of itself. Nice. See, and once it's in, it's solid. Okay, there we go. So for all you people with ED, now you know. Okay. All right, so now you got the. And the reason why you're putting that bolt in there, okay, is because without it, you don't get the magnetic induction that you're looking for. Now, so we got a solid thing here. So what we're going to do, before we can start off, you're going to need 20-gauge wire, 22-gauge. It will work. Okay, I'm using 16-gauge here. You can use 14 if you like. I've got 14-gauge. Okay, and I'm using speaker wire because I want to create a bipolar effect. And I'll explain to you that in a minute. Now, let's say you don't got speaker wire, but you want to create the same bipolar effect. So get two wires, okay, same color, and tape or mark one side, okay? So I got a piece of tape here on both sides. Because at the end, when you create this, you're going to connect the top and the bottom to one, and the other side is where you're going to connect your alligator clips to connect to your power. So with the speaker wire, it's already done. Now, this already started, just to give you an idea. And all you're doing primarily is you're wrapping the coil. This is your first wrap. Before we do that, we're going to do something else. This is just to give you an idea of what we're doing. We got to create two holes on the side here so we can slip a wire through there. Reason being, if you don't do that, when you go to wrap it up, and you're going to have, you may have a problem in the middle. So what we do, we got this old, anything will work, a spike, a nail, a screw, anything. Basically what we're going to do is heat it up. It gets red hot. Not necessarily red hot, but hot. It'll penetrate the plastic. So, talking about penetration, right?
Yeah, I was debating.
You gotta make penetration.
Debating how I was gonna bring that up.
seems
to be a very common theme today.
Okay, here we go. So we just stick it through the hole, or the hole we're gonna make. So now it's no longer. Okay, so now what you want to do is you want to widen that up a bit. Again, there's some connector that can go along with that. So the reason why you're widening it up a bit is because you want to be able to slip the wire through that hole. Boy, today it's always coming out. No matter how I put it.
Pun intended.
No pun intended. So I'm going to heat it up a little bit more because it cools off. Then I'm going to wrap it up. There we go.
Same one?
Same one. So I made it a little wider. So now we're going to heat this again. We're going to do the other side. And so we eyeball that hole. And we stick the metal, the hot iron. Here we go. Okay. Hot iron. And we do the same thing. We widen the hole.
There you are. And you're onto another hole.
Now you got two, see? So now there's a reason for that. There's a reason for this. I'm just burning myself here. Okay, so. Okay, the reason why we're putting those there, primarily, so we don't need that no more. Is because when we start off wrapping the first wire. We're going to put the wire here so that it'll be flush against the side. So that when we start wrapping the copper wire, we're basically creating an induction coil or like a transformer. So we're going to have one wire will take the current. It will produce a magnetic field. When it pulses, it will transfer the magnetic field to the other coil, which will amplify the power. And I forgot to bring power supply, but we'll get that in a second. Mm-hmm. I forgot something. I always do. Anyway, and that will create a pulse, which will create a spiking effect. And we're going to attach certain things to it to make it spike. All right, so we got that. Okay, so you want to just take a knife with your hand and rub off any of the rough plastic, you know. So I'm going to take this wire. The reason why I did that, because I wanted to measure, what I do is I'll measure up how long I want to make it. First I'll take the wire and then wrap it up. So I'll have a length, wrap it up. And again, I'm using the numbers 3, 9, and 12. That's just what I do. That's the way it seems to work. Those numbers seem to be tied to the number 3. And it seems like when you use those, that sequence, it seems like you get a good effect. It's efficient. All right, so straighten your wire. Okay, so we're straightening our wire here, as you can see. So what we do, you put it through the hole. So there, like that. So now we want to give it some length. It doesn't have to be long. So, and then what we can do, you can either hold it or tape it and then start the coiling. So
it seemed like you had a pretty, the first time that I looked at it, it seemed like you had like the black and the red stayed consistently on one side. You don't want it to mix.
No, right? At the end we do, but right now, see, we got the black and red. The reason why we're going with that is because at the end, when I make it into a bipolar, I'll know which is top and which is bottom.
I guess what I'm asking is that you're making sure that doesn't twist as you're.
Right, guys. You don't want it. But it could create another effect, but it's creating a uniform. I want it as uniform as I can get it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to wrap wire over it. Now.
I guess it'll be referencing back to your two green wires. It might be tricky. Yeah. If you're trying to keep the two consistently,
well, that's why
intertwining with each other.
Yeah, well, that one requires more work. But not everybody has speaker wire, right? So, here we go. We'll take this one now. We'll run it through.
So you did how many? 9 or 12?
12, I believe. We'll count them in a minute. So I'll take this one. Same thing. Run it through. Come on. Giving me a hard time. Always never fails. When you're on the camera, you run into things. And you can't really use the language you normally use because somebody else is listening now. Alright, so. Alright, so we count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Whoop, I missed one. So I'll take it back out. I guess I didn't miss one. Well, and slip it through the hole. Dun, 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 dun. Alrighty.
Didn't even need to lube it to go through that.
No, not this time.
No.
It's wide enough. Mm. No lubrication required. Okay, there you go. Perfect. Look at that. Like we knew what we were doing. And you can see the length is pretty close. Yeah, I'm not going to squabble about that. See, it's nice and even. Now, we've got to wrap wire around it. So what are we going to do to make sure we keep the uniformity? We're going to take, an index card. Look at that. All Dollarama stuff. For those of you in Europe, Dollarama is a cheap dollar store we have here. But nothing's a dollar. Now it's $1.50, $1.80, $2. You know, so you got that going on. It's false advertising, but what the hell. What else is new? Everything else is a lie. So here we go. All right. So we're going to do... Now, you can also put tape on it. Okay, if I want to... Okay, so this is going to be the first one. So we'll do it this way, too. What I'll do to make sure that coil stays tight, doesn't get loose on me, I'll take some black tape. Again, they're black tape, insulation tape. And here we go. Like we knew what we are doing. Look at that, eh?
Unbelievable.
Make sure everything's nice and uniform.
Was the spool just from another, like one of your speaker wires?
No, actually, I ordered these from Amazon.
The spool?
The spool, yeah. Just
really?
The spool, yeah.
Someone sells
see?
Just spools.
There's another one. And you can order them. Any size will work. The
I can't believe there's a market for this. Spools. Look.
Well, people use... Okay, the reason why they're using some of this is, so let's say you get a big... a cord of wire, right, or rope, or thread.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a big, you know, spindle. So, and you got to put it on a machine, so they'll spin it on here, so that you're not having that big bulky thing. But anyway, I got it, you know. So for that reason, okay. So now look, they're nice and even. Now what we do? You may need two. Initially, you're only going to need one. So take a little tape. Of course, you're not going to work. Right? Dollarama. Tape it on. You might want to put two pieces on there. The reason being is we're going to use that as a platform to go around. Like that. Now when you wrap your tape, your next layer of wiring, it's going to be even. It's a lot easier to wrap too, because we gotta wrap the wire over those over the this wire. It goes all over the place, so you know you can't keep it straight or whatever. So this will help. Okay, there we go. So there we go. We got an induction. We're starting with an induction. So there we go. Now you don't want to connect these at the beginning. This is the last thing you're gonna do is connect, because we got it. You connect them now. You're going to be speaking a lot of Canadian, because every time you got to wrap the wire, you got to go between, and you got a big thing like this, so it's a pain in the butt. So now we have a 20 gauge wire. You could use 18, 22, 24, whatever you like. Okay, I'm using 20. So the 20 gauge magnetic wire, it's a thicker wire, so it allows more current to flow. So we'll do it here. So now what we do. Maybe better put in another four. Aha! There we go. Like I knew what I was doing. All right. So what you do is take the wire, stick it through the same hole you did with, you know, the other one. So again, you can make that a little longer if you like. And what you do, what I do, because again, I want it to start off tight, I will wrap it around this wire. Because this way, when I start to turn it, it won't pull it through. It will help anchor it. You know, this is the part that becomes a pain in the ass. So,
does it have any effect other than
what,
like the wrapping of this around this magnetic wire around the coil?
Yeah, no, just to keep it so it doesn't. See, when I go to pull it, it doesn't come out.
Just,
so
just the now, tension, strain relief kind of thing.
Now we start twisting. Now. You may want to use a drill bit. That's a good idea, but I, you know, I forgot, damn it. You were to count the things. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll start it off light, push it down. See, I got a nice uniform twist to it.
Every time I try and get the angle.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Got it?
Yeah. No, I got it.
That's good. The wire kept getting in the way. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Blame the wire. All right, so here we go. So what I do in the beginning, I'll go up so high, bring it down. Okay, so usually the first one you'll get whatever you're gonna get. You'll get it pretty consistently and conform, but the beginning, you're gonna give it a tug. Make sure it's tight. You may want to tug it here as well. So, okay. So, Usually, okay, now I've done this before. Usually if I'm going from one end to the other, there's about 160 turns. Now the way you can do this is several different ways. You can count it. You get a magnifying glass and count it. You can take a ruler and count, say, per inch. This is a three inch spool. So the 3 inches gives me about 160. So that's approximately 152.3 per inch. So just to give you an idea, but again, you can count it. What I try to do is I try to keep it like that, minimize, because this is what happens with this one. Like I said, it's a battle. And like I said, putting it on the drill might be better, may not, so you can try it that way. I do everything by hand so I can make sure I'm doing what I got to do
here. You mean on a drill to spin the spool?
Spin the spool, yeah. And then you hold your wire. You do it that way too. Because you're constantly fighting with just contorting and twisting of these wires.
What's so. The significance? Well, I mean, you'd have it that at an exponential rate, I think, if you did it on a
well,
drill.
You can control it like on a slow speed drill. So, I'm just doing it by hand. So, because everybody has these tools, right? So I try to...
Yeah, make it user-friendly for everyone.
Everybody, yeah. And I'm just giving you ideas and suggestions and whatnot so you can see...
I mean, you can also just do it like 10 wraps and then kind of like tighten it the way you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. 16.
See, and you can see the coil is starting to... Now, let's say you got a gap and it's too wide. What you do is take the wire, back it up a bit, push it down, and then go forward again. And that, see, it puts it a nice... See, nice and conformed. Sometimes it will spread on you. The wire might have a bend in it or whatever, you know.
Yeah, so, like an imperfection, yeah.
So, like I said, I'm just sort of winding it up and bringing it down.
How do you get the inspiration for these things?
I'm always thinking of better ways to improve the assault on our technology trying to eat us alive. I have this attitude that I do not want to become a machine. I do not want to be absorbed by AI. I don't want to have a neural link. I have an attitude about that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I figured if I was meant to have a circuit installed in my head, God would have put it there. That's my thinking. So I don't think we needed that kind of shit, and here we are today listening to these so-called scientists. They said never follow the science, because if you follow the science, you'll find out that they're following the money.
Mm.
That's so true.
Interesting.
Yeah, so true.
Well, either that or I think like to fulfill some kind of ego, you know, egocentric thing.
And the more money you had, the bigger the ego.
Yeah.
Look at Bill Gates.
You know, once you get it to a certain amount of maybe wealth, and then...
Well, you got about $300 million or you're a billionaire. I mean, that can give you a bit of an ego. Look what I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, later, profit may not be the only motive sort of thing.
Power.
Yeah.
Power! I want the power. I can feel the power. So, all right. So, as you can see, it's coming along. A little slow. So, okay. As you can see, we have now coiled the first layer, right? Nice and tight and even. Okay, so, now...
Sorry,
okay, right here.
So you're trying to get rid of the gaps. Did you count?
No. Well, I know there's 160 here because I've done this. I made a couple of these already. Now, if you're not sure, take a ruler, put it there, and count to 1 inch. Whatever that number is, multiply it by 3 because it's a 3-inch wide gap, and that'll give you your total. Now, if you're not sure, you want to take a magnifying glass and a pencil and count each line. You can do that too.
So, but you're saying like it's 3 inches in the width of the wire. So you factor in the width of the wire, how many can get into 1 inch?
1 inch, yeah.
Okay.
So if you get, say you get 1 inch, 153 turns, or 53 whatever. So 53.3 turns. So you know if you multiply that by 3, it's 160.
Hence why you can't leave the gaps, et cetera, et cetera. Right.
You can leave the gaps, but, and again, you know, you could, you then would want to count them. That's the one reason. Yeah, one of the reasons you want to try to keep this conformist property. Plus, again, the field. So now what I'm going to do, same thing again. Where is that? Where are you? Okay.
So no wonder you're speaking Canadian. Like, look at this wire just all over this. Yeah.
So, oh yeah, you Canadian, fluent Canadian. All right. So we again we put a thing of tape on it. This keeps the coil below nice and tight. Now I always put paper there again for to keep help me. The next layer I'm going to wrap on there is going to be nice and smooth, like that one. You saw the reason why we put the paper there. Now, you don't have to. If you can get that tape to be nice and, you know, uniform, you can. I always find when I'm taping, there's always the ridge where I taped over the last taping. So this is why I do what I do this way. And then I'll make sure I cover it right to the edge. Because then at the end, and then just pull it with your tape or tie it with a scissor. Now you see, we got that. Now we'll do it again.
Are you doing another layer?
Yeah, you got to do three layers.
Three layers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's why we can take a break from the filming. I see. We're going to repeat the same process, but I'm just...
So now you're going to pull this back. You're going to pull this back and wrap that around, tape it, and then do the thin wire again? Or you're going to do... The magnetic wire.
Just the magnetic wire. Is
just there. The magnetic wire again. Got
that's
it.
Yeah. So you got this. This is the wire that's going to allow the flow of power. Now, you can, again, this is a 16 gauge. You can use 14. You can use whatever you want, 12, anything you like. But the idea is we're creating a system here where... we're going to amplify the field or the power going through it. So we're creating like a mini transformer. That's really what we're doing. So, and we're going to create an induction with it by using the flasher and a couple flashers or a flasher and a relay. I'll show you that and get to it. Now, okay, it's nice and I've got a nice tape. Okay, keep your wire here, the one you're wrapping with, so you see it. So now you got to go this way. So. Make sure that it's on the outside, so you're not lost. So, go all the way around. There we go. See, and again, we'll tape it up.
You want to hold it?
Yeah, it's okay. Don't matter. It ain't going to go anywhere at that point. Okay, so basically just pull it tight. Tape it. On there. So this is, as we know, this rips, so if you want, you can also tape it, you know. See, a lot of stuff you can get at the dollar store. Okay, so, here we go. Again, we start it off. So now this one gets to be fun. So, same thing, we just go like that, beginning, keep it loose.
So it's the same one from the spool.
Yeah, so go all the way down. So, unwrap that one there. See, now this wire is tight, it ain't going nowhere, the one we wrapped around the wire. We just needed that initially, but you can leave it the way it is. It'll be one less thing that'll get in your hair. And again, if you got an easier way of doing it, carry on. You know, the idea behind it is just to give you the idea of what's happening here. I'll just push it back down. Now, let's say you get one of these spools and you don't get 160 turns. Don't sweat it. Okay, don't sweat it at all. Just continue doing it till you get the number. As long as, okay, with me, what I do, as long as the numbers come out to a 3, 9, or a 12, that's what I go by. I don't even deal with the 6. I have my reasons for that. Sometimes 6 is there, but I find if I'm dealing with 160, by the time I get done, it'll be 480, and that'll equate to a 12. So,
As a layperson listening to you, I have no idea what that means.
Okay, if you add the 160.
No, no, I understand the math. I'm just saying, what? So what? Like, what's
480, if you took the 480, it's divisible by 12.
Okay.
Or
so what are you referencing? Is this like sacred geometry?
No.
Where's this principle of like...
It's based off of Tesla, some of Tesla stuff.
Got it. Okay. I think that's what I needed to hear is okay. Like...
I actually made it up. Some Martian talked to me the other day, and I was a little drunk.
You had a dream.
No,
yeah.
I was a little buzzed, and he just said, hey, 3, 9, and 12. I said, okay.
There you go. Yeah. The rest is history. Yeah.
The rest is history. But no, I find that when you do use that sequence... In 12, I mean, even in biblically, 3 and 12 are there, you know. So is 6, obviously, but 3 and 12 are there. 1, they all seem to have some sort of significance, energetically even. So I go with that. I seen it to be pretty, how do you put it, effective.
I remember we were going to talk about the cell towers they did in triangles, things like that. Yeah. Something about the signal needed that was most powerful in a triangular formation.
Yeah.
Like when they mapped out the towers, right?
Yeah. The triangle seems to have, emits a multiple field. Okay, people are always asking me about the bucket, which is better. Better is relevant. Better is what's better is what works. So the triangle goes into the tub with you, so that it can hit your whole body. And because each corner and the center and each side, inside and out and corners inside, are all producing a multiple field. So when it hits you, it really scrambles the program that's causing the replication and repairing and the assembly of the nanotechnology in your body. Now, some ask me, can we give this to the injected? No, don't do that. Don't even try it. You better be prepared with the consequences of your action. You may wind up killing these people. When we're dealing with synthetic biology, artificial life, you better start looking up these terms, because this is the new age of death through machinations and programming. They don't need guns no more. Okay, guns are only there to finish the job. In other words, you want to put a dead horse out of its misery, you shoot it. And or to install fear in a people that don't have any balls left, like what we have today. You know, and I'm just being straight salted here on this, because again, that's the only language most of you hear anyway. So then I get criticized. You shouldn't be using that language, really? So I'll be polite. So you'll continue being stupid. All right. Same thing again. Look at that. Like I knew what I was doing.
Beautiful, Tony.
I've done it before. These are not the good old days. I got news for you. I come from the good old days, and those weren't that good either. So it's just that things were a lot less complicated, and we were asleep. We didn't know what was really going on. That's the good old days. We always think in the good old days in a way of...
Like nostalgic.
Nostalgic. You know, I was talking about on one of my shows about a chocolate bar that we used to eat when I was a kid, like Chunky and Powerhouse and some of the other ones. Back then, those were really chocolate milk, nuts, seeds, and no soy, no chemicals, not a paragraph of components. Today, that's not the same. Just actually looking at a Butterfinger the other day, I thought, holy crap, you need to be a bioscientist. Okay, so, yeah, we're just repeating the process. So, all right, so now, look at that. Woo! Like we knew what we're doing here. Holy jumping, look at that. Now we're back to this one.
So you're going to do a third round now?
Yep, third
okay.
round. Because I did it, you know what I'm doing here. What happened here? This is what I mean. This is where the Canadian comes in. I've been really restraining my Canadian.
Wrapped up.
Yeah, it's all entangled. So far, it's been going pretty smoothly. You know, same thing. You start it off nice and loose. You know, just want to get it started so that we can just slide it down. Just give it a nice tug. We'll get it down there. Look at that.
Back to the theme of the beginning of this.
Male testosterone, yes. Real male testosterone. See what you women are missing. Now all you have is the synthetic shit. This nano crap. Ooh, you have nano testosterone. Really small. Talk about testosterone, Dave.
Yeah. Well, what else would you be? Yeah.
I was just talking to somebody today earlier, and he mentioned how a lot of the younger women today are going after the older guys because the older guys are showing strength or security, you know. Not because you're sexy, but not because you got, it's because you got money, and you still know what testosterone's really all about.
So. It's funny, having kids, I can't stand watching some of these cartoons that they're watching. Like not that there's anything wrong with a strong female lead, but then you've got the goofy guy in the background that's stumbling, can't find anything or can't get anything right. Like, yeah, it's such a prominent theme. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
They're making men seem like buffoons.
Yeah.
And women know what,
yeah.
Men. Yeah. That's none of that's true either. That's all bullshit too. I had a woman one day, I tried that shit with me. About all men were stupid. And I looked at her and said, really? I said, I forgot more than 1 hour and you've learned your whole life. Oh, I don't mean you.
Apparently not a man, Tony.
Yeah, that's what she was telling me. You're not a man.
Yeah.
What am I? You're a machine. Oh, okay. That makes it better. Wish I had a friend of mine comment. You're just a machine. Really? There's a lot of bullshit with all this stuff. You know, I've been watching this Star Trek series. Why is this doing that? Why are you doing that? Now, hold on a second. I got to do something here about this. Or else I will be. It'll come out. Sooner or later, it'll come out. It's called Discovery. And the one thing about this thing, they're showing you some amazing technology. Now, I'm watching this thing not because I'm entertained by the show. The show doesn't make a lot of sense. But it's interesting what they're looking at in regarding to energy and a lot of other things that... that they're presenting, that they're looking at, and I've already been reading science literature to back up what they're showing. But the big thing I'm seeing there now is every frickin' thing has got some transgender, transsexual, gay. I'm like, really? Like, this is really important that we were watching this? You know, why aren't we just talking about the themes of the science and the technology? I don't give a shit about their orientation, but they're trying, and they're blasting this at you all the time. And so it's a turnoff, really. It's more of a turnoff. And I don't know if this is the main thing going on television now, but if it is, you know what? Throw it away. It's garbage. Mm. You know, I watch a lot of these sci-fi things because I look at what they're showing. Okay, you remember Batman? And Batman was with the Riddler and Two-Face, and he had that thing on the TV, that if you put it on the TV, it would fire a beam into your head, and at the same time, it would be able to extract information from you.
Hmm.
That's a neural link.
So they're predicting the future.
It's called predictive programming.
Yeah. It's amazing, eh? Like, I was watching some stuff on BitChute, and one of them was, like, all the things in music that were... talking about 9/11 before 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Prince singing about it.
Yeah.
You know, Osama bin Laden something about got to go back to America, you know, before 9/11. Like, holy shit. Like, these guys. And that was 2 years before, 3 years before 9/11.
They knew what was coming.
They knew what was coming. You know, then you looked at some of the records that were released with the Twin Towers burning or the planes over them and stuff. Like, holy smokes. There was something to it.
Well, that's what I mean. When you look at these shows, you don't look at them for the entertainment value. You're looking for them for the messages, or you look for the symbolisms, or you look for them at the, like I said, the tech that they're showing as entertainment. That is so, it's advanced stuff what they're showing, and it'll be here soon enough. You know, it will be here soon enough. So it's already started. Okay, the other thing that everybody needs to understand too, okay, the WHO is going to have a meeting May 22nd. That meeting is going to be about taking away everybody's sovereignty. Canada's already started doing that, so is Australia. They apparently the WEF, they're in, you know, Klaus Schwab's back pocket. You know, Klaus Schwab thinks that Trudeau's a honey. That's his third father, Klaus Schwab, you know. Anyhow, because you can't do anything without Klaus's permission. And in Canada, just for everybody's FYI, we have absolutely no representation in this country for the people. Conservative Party is just as hooked up with the WEF as the Liberal Party and the NDP Party. We have now two parties. We have the Conservative Quebecois, and we have the Libnip. The Libnip and the party, the Conserve Quebecois. That's what we have. In other words, we have four parties representing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're not here for us. They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit if you speak French. They don't give a shit if you speak English. They just don't give a shit. They don't give a shit if you're Catholic. They don't give a shit if you're Protestant. They don't give a shit if you're Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, you know, or four square and an eyeball. They don't care. That's what we have in Canada. And now they're going to have a meeting in the UN, in the WHO. And this applies to America, because you're part of that 194 country that they're going to take away your sovereignty. They're going to vote on that. So that your constitutional rights and laws and your privileges and choices will be taken away. In other words, you won't be able to say you don't want to get a vaccine because of religious beliefs. That won't hold water because these are godless bastards. You won't be able to say you have an allergic reaction or an aversion to an ingredient in the injection. It won't matter. You won't have any rights. They can then do whatever they're doing, like they did in China. And you saw what happened in China, right? The 25 million in Shanghai. But now, the other day, these people in China said, Chuck you Farley, and they said, F it, and they walked off. They walked away, walked past the barricade. Now imagine that. Poland is also suing Pfizer to get out of their contract. So my son told me this the other day. Really? I said, yeah, good for the Polish people. You know, and this is what we need to do in Canada.
Hmm.
You know. And the United States needs to do the same thing. The United States is further ahead as far as we get shaking this shit off. That's a cancer that once it embeds, you will need a surgical procedure to get that out. When I'm talking about surgical procedure, I'm talking about military revolution. You don't want to get to that. And any country that's got this shit needs to get rid of it. Go figure that out. Okay, look at that. Like, we knew what we were doing. Having a conversation and coiling the wire. Okay,
yeah.
So at the end, we're done. We're only going to go three. You can go more if you want, but I will say this about that. If you go more, you are going to get hit harder. And the one thing about this spiking thing here I'm showing you, it gets stronger over time. So in about, within a 5-minute time frame, which you may be feeling in the beginning, may get amplified. Seems like the coil takes time to build up its magnetic field. All right, so we just tape it up one more time. You know, look at that, like we knew what we were doing here. Holy jumping. So. Okay, so now we're done. Look at that. Ho, ho, ho. Now, what we'll do now, see everything's nice and neat, you know, even. I may have lost some at this wire here. Where the hell it go? I twisted up so it... Okay, here we go.
So it wouldn't come undone?
No, it wouldn't wrap around that bigger wire. So now what I do, after I get all that, okay, I take this wire, since I figure out how long... I'll measure the wire off, so now they're nice and even. So I'll take my little snipper. Da-da-dum. A little bit more. Oops. Look at that. Now, take that wire, put it in the other hole. Look at that. Wire in a hole. See, fire in the hole, now it's wire in a hole. Okay, here we go. So. How do I come up with this?
Right? I don't know. You're gifted.
You're gifted, yep. There you go. All right. Now, the reason why... You're going with a long wire, and I'll tell you why. I find that if I'm sitting down somewhere and I want to post myself, if the wire is too short, one way or the other, you wind up pulling the coil everywhere you go. So now I'm just unraveling it, because you don't need to wrap it off anymore. Look at that, like we knew what the hell happened now. So, all right, look at that. Like we knew what we were doing. Here we go. Okay, so, wire. Now this wire, this is the magic wire right here. I shouldn't say magic. This is the wire that has the fire. So,
wire in the hole, wire with the fire. It's amazing.
Doesn't matter, does it? No matter which way you go, it's... Holy jumping. Okay. I'm not even trying. I was trying. I said, okay, you know. All right, so you can do this one of two ways. You can take the knife, the all-powerful knife. I'm not going to call it magic. The all-powerful knife. Oh. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to scrape off all... This is magnetic wire, and that red that you're seeing is the insulation. So we're going to take that and just go... Yes, peel it like an onion. Ooh. Okay, look at that. Man, like we knew what we were doing here. Holy jumping. Now, the reason why we're doing that is because we're going to coil this. Yeah, okay. So we're going to coil that. So, and I knew we were going to use a cap. I'll just do my finger now.
Like something that has a...
Yeah, anything around, but it's okay. This will work.
Why don't you just use your other spool?
Yeah, I can do that. See? Look at that.
Got you, Tony.
Dave is just thinking here. I'm just not sure. Again, I'm going to be a problem child here. All right, so take that, any round thing, or just wrap it up with your finger, whatever. The idea is we're going to create a fractal kind of coil. So, something like that. Okay. And then all you do is just, you know, sort of like that. Ooh, look at that. Man.
You sure? So just slow it down. Oh, okay.
Okay, just all we're doing now. This cardboard is the most important ingredient. Okay, so I'm going to cut that in half.
You're all about the science.
All about the science. All right. See? Just showing you something simple, and you take that. See, that's going to go there or there, however you want to do it. Let's go one more turn. Right. So, I'm going to take... Where'd it go? Oh. Eyeball it close enough.
Is that copper?
Copper. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to put it on the coil. Oh, ho, ho. And we're going to put it on the cardboard. Look at that. Like we knew what we were doing. Oh, I got the idea. Good. Okay, so... Okay, I got a little bit too short there, so I take my... That one go. Oh, here it is. So it's all copper, just so everyone knows.
Is the copper conductive or no?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. So it's not magnetic, but it's conductive. So... All right.
Oh, you were covering the whole coil.
Yeah.
Got it. I thought you were trying to cover the whole...
Got it. Now, in the back, what we're going to do is we're going to take duct tape. This is the Canadian all-purpose everything. You can tape your shoes. You can tape your bathtub. Everything. Everything, yeah. So, now everyone's asking, what are you putting duct tape on there for? So this is going to be insulation. Look at that. Like I knew what I was doing. Holy jump. Right, so maybe put a little bit more. So making a pad is what we're doing. Just for those of you wondering, why am I doing this? I'll explain later because you're going to be holding on to this stuff. Aha, bingo.
You're going to do both sides?
Just the one.
Just the one?
That's so that if you want to hold it like that,
okay,
you don't get shot because there's copper on the other side, right? And so it acts as an insulator. There's the one. Dun, 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 dun. The mad scientist thing. Now, some people will light a lighter to it and, you know, to take the insulation off. You can do that too. Whatever works. You know, like I'm just showing you one method. It's not the only method, but one. Ah, this is getting to be fun here. Okay, so same thing. Ah. Missed. How did I miss that? Yeah, I did. Okay, here we go.
So, can't you use like a, what's that called, the wire stripper that electricians use?
It's a pain in the ass. The knife's actually faster. Even an X-Acto knife would work faster. Even you can light a match and just
Just do it like that.
Back to this again. Aha! There you go. Look at that. Like I knew what I was doing. A little, Okay, see, I can go, Alrighty. Look at that. Put it on here. Oh, looky. Now I can make that, that's pretty good. So if you want, you can take the excess out. Boom. There you go. And now, don't need as much duct tape. Oh, look at that. Man, oh man. All right, so now we got our pads. We got our pads. We're touching, you know, whatever. And now...
Do you need to touch them on opposite sides to send the frequency through?
Yeah, like to create a complete circuit. Here's a circuit. So now we do this.
So you can hold them in each hand?
Each hand. Put one on one hand, one arm, the other one on the leg. I find a lot better and a lot easier to split. Okay, where's my lighter here? So, of course, I would get one that didn't work.
Jeez. Is that new?
Well, it's made in China. Well, that works. I didn't need to do it for a 16. So, got that going. Oh man, look at that. Pretty good here. Ta-da-da. It's funny you do this and you cut down about 3 feet of it to get the wire to strip. That's my sort of Canadian. Alrighty, there we go. Look at that.
So, what kind of power supply are you hooking up to this?
24/6. Now you can go anywhere you want with that. Now I wouldn't go too high because that will step up the power. Now I haven't measured it, but it does amplify it. Now, right, boom. I had other. So, look at that. So, magnets. People are asking, what are those for? You wait till you see that. So, put it in the hole, give it a twist. Now you're in. Locked and sealed. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go. There we go. Oh, look at that. Like we knew what we were doing. Okay. Done. So, for those of you who are watching what I'm doing here, I'm just basically peeling off the wire, folding it over with the insulation so it goes inside the clip here, and squeezing it snug so that it will hold on to it. This way, if you do pull on that, you're pulling on the insulation, not the wire. Okay, one side, you put the clip on. Bring the clip. On the other side, you put the clip on. I almost messed up. The reason why we're doing it this way, it creates a bifilar effect, which also amplifies the field hit. So
sorry, for the first one, you put the clip on the black, and now this one, you put it on the opposite.
On the opposite side, yeah.
Are you attaching the red and the black together?
Right. Those are going to be stuck together. The bottom and the top and the bottom, however you want to look at it, they get connected. Oh, man, look at that. She's in there. Good. Tug. Good. Now we got that right. So.
Bifilar?
Bifilar, yeah.
B-I-F-L-A-R.
Or B-I-F-L-A-R. Bifilar. Bifilar. Coil. Anyway. Ask me to think, Dave.
You got to have a sip of your coffee there.
Yeah, I'm going to need a gallon. All right. So, look at that. That's done. So, we got that. Now, we connect. The two shall become one. Look at that. Mm. You twist that in there. Nice and good. Make sure. I usually widen them and then give them the twist. It gives it so they'll tie together really tight. So, you can go like that and they don't, you know, come undone.
Like wing nuts.
Yeah. Now what you do is just tuck it underneath, kind of thing, wrap it around. You know, this way that does, there's no chance of it coming, you know, you see you can't pull that. And then, again, put the tape on. See. This is called taking shit made in China and making it work. So, okay, we got our unit all ready to go. So, what we're going to do now, I'm going to show you several ways to connect this. And each one, each way, is going to be more advanced than the other. Now, we've got two flash units here. You can connect it. If you don't have the money, you can go connect one side to the flasher. Okay, I do here. Oh, there it is. And the other side. Wait a minute here. I gotta figure this out. Where am I at here? Okay. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, this is exclusive. So one side to the coil, one side to the power. Okay. The other side to here. And you hear it. Now,
the other side.
That's pulsing.
Okay.
So, yeah, what I mean by that. Okay, the two. Okay, power to the flasher, flasher to the coil, coil to the other power.
Got it. Okay.
It's a circle. Now, if you do like this, you can do this anywhere in your body.
Just so people understand, because, I mean, this is from your. So this is your AC adapter that you get from a laptop.
Right.
And you split that into two.
Right.
So one side, not two separate. It's basically your black and your white inside of that, right?
Yeah.
So one side is flowing through the coil and coming back, and then the other side is coming through this way. So now you've got the circuit.
Right. Circle. Just think of it as a circle. So like that and back.
Right.
So power to flasher, flasher to coil, coil to power. See? It's a circle.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's both. Yeah, it's like,
ooh, shit. It's got a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, you can test it. You can do it. You can do this.
Why did it slow down? I saw it slow down.
Because the coil now is charged up.
Oh, I see. So I see. Now it's magnetized.
Yeah. So you can do like that to test it. Okay.
Can I feel it?
It's not hitting yet. Hold on. Oh. What's going on? It's hitting here. Oh shit!
Did it hit you?
Some reason.
Feel a
little build up.
Oh yeah, there it went. Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah.
So that's one. Now, This is Econoline. Okay, one. Now let's advance it a little bit. Okay, let's just give it a little bit of an advance. So, two flashers.
Oh, okay.
So, connect the coil to here, right? Connect the power. How'd the power go? Connect the coil. Again, go with the coil. To here, to this flasher. Come on. Sometimes I make these things too tight.
You can get these at an automotive parts store.
Automotive parts, Amazon. Well, you can't get the LL552. This is an LL552. Amazon doesn't sell them. Sells every other effing thing, but doesn't sell that.
But it sells you spools.
Sells you shit from China. But something that's actually made in America that it actually works.
Can't have that.
Can't have that. So, you hear that? Dual clicks. So that causes a cadence and a pulse. Actually, what it's causing is a spike. That's why I call it a spike.
Sorry, so now I'm going to try Kate. So this is to the coil, one side of the coil. There's your laptop power supply.
Right.
So circuit flowing that way, and then the return line is coming over here to this flasher, and you connected the other side of the flasher to this.
To the power, right.
Okay.
Power is a T.
Yeah.
That's the connector. So. Yeah. Holy jumping. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, that's giving you a double hit. So. And it may take a minute. There we go. Aha! I can feel the power.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, that will spike and it'll have a teeter-totter effect. Now, there's a pause in there. It's not like a rapid zapping. This is not a zapper. So this is, I call it a spike because it does spike. Now, this is a intermediate. Now we're going to go into the advanced. No. And I'm going to show you some other stuff. So now I'm going to add that to the circuit.
Okay, what is this thing?
This is a relay. Now the relay will run steady. Okay? But when you put it between the flashers will control that. So when you get pulse or you get spikes, you may get hit three times at one time. Ba-ba-ba-bow! And then it'll pause. Ba-ba-ba-bow! But it's very rapid. So I'm going to take it out. Connect. Hopefully this works. I connected that right. Okay.
And you're not going to shock yourself with any of this? Like by touching your alligator clips?
No. See, that's why I got the rubber on there. So when you wear rubbers, you get protected.
Jeez.
Okay. Okay. You got to do something here. No. I almost forgot.
Maybe your wires are crisscrossed here.
No. It's working. But in order to get the control we want, we need a magnet. Any magnet will work.
Bridge
ceramic.
Magnet.
The neodyne can be too strong, so use a ceramic. They're not as strong. So what we're going to do, we're going to tape them to...
Them as in more than one?
Yeah. We're going to tape them to everything. I'm going to tape them to the two flashers. Show you what I mean. So, put one here. Now we're going to put one on the other one. Okay. Perfect. Now I'll show you why. When you add a magnet to this, now you have a switch. Okay, control the flow. Okay, now, you can add transistors, you can do this any way you want. I'm just showing you the poor man's way of doing it. Because I'm a poor man, so I have to, you know, I have to be innovative. So, and we'll also add one here. As I figure out, I gotta try something first here to test this so I know where we're at, what we're doing. Okay, I'm gonna connect that. You're connected, so I'm gonna connect it, giving me some length here. All I'm doing is adding an extension, nothing changes. So good. That's what we want. That's what we want.
Holy.
The distortion, eh?
We want that to pulse. See, when that really goes, okay, it's hitting you with three at once. So, now I know...
Three what?
Three pulses, or three hits at one time.
Okay.
So...
My shadow keeps getting in the way.
Okay, that's one. Okay, I'm trying to figure out which one to. Okay, so right here. Alrighty, I think we're in the ball game now. For that, teeter totter effect, and that relay acts as a pulse. So now. There we go.
Pulsing.
Corking. That's actually spiking.
Yeah.
So. And that will disengage any contact it might make with jumping or contact vaccinosis. This will also disengage nanotechnology. I've had...
Can I feel that too?
Yeah.
Let's see. There it goes.
It builds up.
Yeah. Like, it's funny, eh? It's like, now I can feel it 100%.
Yeah. Takes a while to go through the body. Now, you can also put opposite ends. Here, hold on a second. Okay. That's your spike. That's why I call it the spike. Now, before we go on, if you make me build this thing, you saw how much time it took. And we edited this tape.
Yeah, we cut it down the time.
Cut it down a lot. I will charge you $300 plus shipping. Now, why am I charging so high? I want you to build the bloody thing. Okay? What's going to happen when you shut down everything and then you can't get a hold of us through the internet or whatever? Okay? You need to realize that this can happen. So, build it. Not hard. Okay? Power supply is about, okay, in the U.S. about 14 to 16 bucks. It's a 24 volt 6 amp. You can go a lot higher if you want, but this thing's pretty powerful just the way we set it up. Because you got to remember, this induction coil now is putting out power. The flashers are causing the pulse. Now again, you can start using this, you can create transistors if you can afford it. These are pretty cheap, and I'm showing you how to manipulate them. Now, the other thing about this thing too, which I didn't show, I'll show. Okay. You control like a switch. Not doing
it. Oh, like as you turn them,
you adjust them. Now, you gotta say you don't want the relay, because the relay can be a little bit powerful. So, okay, here we go. We'll just go with the two. Okay, now I can set them apart.
And that will change the frequency of them pulsing.
Changes the rate of pulse.
Hmm.
Okay, or spiking. So, let's say you can't afford all that, you're just gonna afford one. Okay, so. Where's the other thing? So we just take that out. And we... Where the hell is the coil here now? Wait. You got the wrong thing out. There's the coil. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Takes the wrong way out. So, then just hook up to your coil direct. I'm going to be able to hear the change. See how it slowed down?
Mm-hmm. What did you call this thing? This flasher?
The LL552 mechanical flasher.
Okay.
Okay, in America and Canada, you can get them at any auto parts store. You can get them at Canadian Tire. You can get them at any, what's that one? Those auto parts.
Princess
one.
Auto?
Not Princess Auto, no. They're all over the place.
One like Napa?
Napa you can get them at. You can get them at, what's the one that looks like it's got a checkerboard thing? It's an auto
parts. Oh, Part Source.
Part Source. You can get them there in Canada, in Windsor, anywhere in Canada. In the States, pretty much any automotive shop will have them. Unfortunately, Amazon doesn't carry them. I try to get a hold of this company so I could buy them by the 100. They don't sell them that way. I don't know why. You know, you ain't going to get anything like this made in China. It's going to work. Save your money there. They're using LED flashers that don't last. I have put on these units, I've got running a 24-volt, 6-amp power supply on a 12-volt. This will run up to 14 volts, and these things last a long time. I have run 12-volt, 200-amp. This is a class act technology. It actually works. So, there you go. Now, you have it there. There you go. Now, I have given it to people to try it in my circle. And the one thing they all noticed was, when they go to the washroom, the nano dust is filling the toilet. In other words, it's knocking it out. You will find relief. If you are out and about, and you've been shopping, gone to church, went to some sort of meeting, political or otherwise, when you come home, hit yourself with this. Sit with it for about 15 minutes. This will disengage whatever you may have jumped. If you've been injected with any of the tech, don't use these. Don't use any tech device. You're going to wind up screwing yourself. I don't know what can be done for you. I have a couple guys I've been helping for 15 years with Daryl. They got these jabs. I even told them the other day, I don't even know if the regular herbalist or orthomolecular stuff will even work on them because of the effective change of the DNA. If you have been injected, talking to Dave about sex, dating, marriage. If you're looking for a partner, I got four criteria. One, myself personally, I want to make sure you have a real vagina. And I mean that in a very serious way, because today with all the Hollywood shit that we're seeing, I have a hard time with some of these people. I know I can look for the Adonis belt, but you don't always see that because that's covered. But some of them are dolled up to the nines. You want to make sure that if you're a guy, you're dating a real woman and not some sort of synthesized whatever. Number one, that's for me anyway. For you, you do whatever you want. Number two, you don't want to be dating anybody that's been jabbed. You don't know what's going to happen genetically. That could destroy your genetic code, as well as if there is a chance of a pregnancy happening. If that happens, you don't know what you're going to make. Something you need to consider. Number three, you don't want to date somebody that has relations with somebody who else has been jabbed. Some of you may say, well, you're really cutting this down. No, not really. There's a lot of people out there that have kept their, either the women have kept their legs crossed or the guys have kept it packed. Number four, I don't want to see anybody with six fingers. I'm not into dating Nephilim. So some of you might say, what the hell's a Nephilim? Look it up. Nephilim are a byproduct of angelic fallen angels and mankind mixing. So, and there may be other criteria that you may want to put out there, and I'm saying these things, I'm comical sometimes, but in this situation, it's serious. You need to protect your bloodline. You need to protect your genetic code. These ain't the good old days. Back in the good old days, we're out there, you know, letting it fly, and we're stupid. We were really stupid. Because all we thought, we had to deal with syphilis and gonorrhea, then we had 1,300 diseases, and this all came out of a lab. Now, we're dealing with synthetic biology. The latest research I've seen was the male population who's been injected has now had the mitochondria of the seed destroyed. And when it makes contact with the ovaries, it destroys the woman's reproductive system. This is what they've done. They have created a means of sterilization and termination. So you really have to be careful what you're doing today, more than ever. Do your research, do your homework. Don't just go out there and let it fly. If you're a woman, keep them crossed. If you're a guy, keep it packed. You don't need to let it fly and swing anywhere. Okay? It's your genetic code. Remember that. Anything you do can affect you forever. And that forever may not last that long. So what I'm saying, and this is why I've designed these things, so that if you are uninjected, you don't have the gene editing program running into you, but you may be coming across contacted from people who have been, this can help disengage it or wipe it out before it has a chance to entangle itself with your DNA. So this is why we showed you this. This is why where this is coming from. Okay? So, there you have it.
Just a question.
Good.
So, just in terms of these these pads that you made, like you hooked it up to my wrist.
Yep.
Should you be doing it like from one hand to the other, or if you do on both sides of your wrist and you got like some kind of whatever elastic band holding it there, does it do it through the body?
Oh yeah, it goes through the whole body.
Okay. So it's not like you have to do your foot to your arm to try and get a diagonal through your body kind of thing.
I'll do it that way to make sure it hits the whole body. I may put one on my front of my waist here, one on my butt back here, so it hits the colon. I've done that, and the next day I had Elvis come out as he was rowing his boat. You know, I'm nothing but a hound dog, and all this black shit came out of me. That was all nano that had been embedded.
Jeez.
You know, well... Shit. We have no idea. You have to understand, they have been on the attack since the Second World War. They've been chemtrailing the skies. I say, you have no organics? The organics are coated with this shit. Where's your organic? Got none. Just because somebody's got a license to sell organic, just means he's got a license to sell that food and call it organic. It ain't organic no more. Mm-hmm. You got nanoparticles that have programming capacity. You got materials up in the air that's not even in the periodic table anymore. You know, they don't even know what's up there. So that's coming down. So we have no clue about the epigenetics of what we're dealing with today. So, yeah, you do anything you can to protect yourself. I wear a vest. I wear an ionizer when I go. I wear an ionizer. You have to understand, ionizers will protect you from the environment, but it's not going to protect you from what you eat. If this is an apple and somebody goes to the store and grabs that apple, and I don't know who grabbed it, stock clerk, people that picked it, the people that packed it, the people whatever, and they've been shedding on that apple, and I go along and grab it, I got an ionizer now, so it's not going to affect me that way. But the moment I peel that apple and eat it, then whatever was on that apple or in that apple, I'm now going to get. And now they're talking about putting these vaccines into the produce. Are you vegans out there? You feel like eating some grass? Well, guess what? They've just injected your food supply. And quit eating the grass. That's for my cows. I eat the cow. They're eating their food. Quit starving my cow. Anyway, that's how that goes. So again, this is a means to an end. One of the means. We've given you the bucket. We've given you the triangle. We've given you the Van de Graaff. We've given you the portable. Another guy gave you the portable. I put it on my site. Now I'm giving you this spike. The spike. Okay? So, you know, there you go. Now, again, you won't get all of this for $300, but you'll get, well, maybe you will. We've got to throw the whole thing in there. But, like I said, make it. Holy jumping, make it. You can do this. You know, I just showed you how to do it. Real simple stuff. Real simple stuff, you know. You can do this. Mm-hmm. And share this with everybody. And I've got one more thing to say, too. If you can build these things, and you got neighbors that are awake, but they're broke, but they can give you a little something, build it for them. You don't have to get it from me. I'm telling you all to build this stuff for each other even. Everybody needs to start thinking and you know, love thy neighbor, love thy brother, and all that crap. But maybe you want to start doing that because we are in a war. And the sooner you wake up to that, the better. Okay? Make it for them. I don't care. Just make it for them. If you contact me, I'm going to charge you. If you got friends that can do it, knock yourself out. Do it. Build it. Okay? It's that simple. This is a 24-6. If you find the power supply too much, go with a 15-6 or a 12-6. You can go down lower. It may just take longer for that coil to build up a field. But once it does, it gets stronger. And it keeps on getting stronger until it gets to a certain point. Okay? Now, I put the magnets on there because this acts as a control mechanism as well, and it, with this, it allows that relay to stay consistent. So while these things are going bop 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 bop, this is going steady, and so when it does hit, you're going to get three pops at one time, bop bop bop, bop bop kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like drops of water dropping on a stone, bang bang. And the reason why the stone gets wore out is each drop of water contains electricity. And it's charging that stone, breaking down it's breaking down the silica and breaking down all the components. So, there you have it. You can do it. I know you can. Help each other. Build it. You know, defend yourself. Learn defense. Alrighty. Anything else?
No, nothing I can think of. No.
Alright. So the next segment from Dave and myself to your house. Take care.